Isn't this pretty? It's music from Iraq. Okay, here comes Flashpoints.
Today on Flashpoints, American Indian Movement founder Bill Means speaks out against the racist use of Indian culture and Indian names by major league sports teams. Also from the archives, an interview with a Native American who was roughed up and detained during a Giants game on Indigenous Peoples Day. My name is Mike Biggs. All this coming up ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned.
In Berkeley, California, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. And we turn our attention back to the indigenous movement's quest to finally, once and for all, put an end to racism in the context of professional sports and the use of racist names in terms of corporate sports teams. And two folks who have been on the front lines and have been busy all weekend are in the studio, in the Flashpoint studio. We have Bill Means, a founder of the American Indian Movement on the International Treaty Council. And we've got Tony Gonzalez, who is the head of AIM West, the American Indian Movement West. You guys were busy yesterday. Welcome, Bill Means, and tell us what brings you here to the Bay Area from your beautiful Midwestern home and what were you doing yesterday?
Well, first of all, good morning to you, and good afternoon and good day to the KPFA listening audience. And it's always good to come and visit Dennis and the station so that we can keep spreading the word. But yesterday was very interesting because we've been following the Washington football team for some time throughout this season because of the traction and because of the popularity and because of the necessity of removing the Washington football team mascot and image from the national stage because it's racist, derogatory, demeaning, degrading, as defined by the dictionary. And so people have been more than willing to come forth wherever Washington plays and let them know that we don't appreciate the name because their owner, Mr. Dan Snyder, continues to say that he's honoring us. And that's one of the big myths of this whole idea is the fact that somebody could actually impose honor on other people. I think it's we who should decide when we're honored or if we want to be honored by such a name. And so it's kind of comes from, I think, a long history of racism in this country in which you could do anything you wanted to Indian people and no one would ever have to pay the consequences. I think this is kind of the roots, the origination of this attitude. For example, this is 175th year anniversary of the massacre of the Cheyenne people at Sand Creek by a Methodist minister by the name of Colonel Shivington. And also 1890, Wounded Knee. Over 300 men, women, and children were killed there. And not only that, not only was the government never held accountable, but they gave 24 Congressional Medal of Honor medals to the cavalry that killed our people, women and children. So this type of history, this attitude that you can take whatever you want from Indian people at any time, you can call them whatever they want, this is the prevailing attitude that has come from this history. And so we're here to tell them that we don't feel honored. We have the right to be who we are. We have our human rights. It's not just about civil rights.
Now, the owner of the Washington Redskins, as he calls the team, says he'll go to, essentially he said that he'll go to his grave before he'd change the name, because he feels righteous and that it is an honor for Native peoples, indigenous folks. He's ready to go to the grave on this.
Well, I think he may end up changing the name well before he goes to the grave. Either that or maybe he might go to the grave sooner than he thinks because of the building pressure. And it might be bad for his health because, you know, stress is hard on a man's body. And especially when your revenue is starting to go down on your merchandising effort, for example. But I think this attitude of Daniel Snyder, who we know is a Jewish person, who you think would have an understanding of racism, stereotype images affecting children, and what effect this stereotype, this racism, this derogatory mascot would have on children, you would think that would be more automatic to people of that type of nationality and history. So we have a lot of different pressures that are being exerted on him, not only by those of us in the movement and marching on him, but there's a lot of athletes now are beginning to get involved. There's a lot of corporations, state governments, city government. We had the mayor out in Minneapolis. They did a city council resolution, a county commission resolution. So politically speaking, he's beginning to also face mounting pressure.
Well, apparently he is because, and we're going to bring in our good friend Tony Gonzalez into this of American Indian West. Apparently they're feeling the pressure because, Tony, they actually gave you some primary space yesterday to protest. Do you want to talk about, describe the situation, what happened yesterday, and how did it go?
Yesterday, Sunday's game.
Sunday's game, yes.
With the 49ers, the Washington team that lost, has lost every game.
They lost every game. I guess the
last three prior games, and many of our people's friends and supporters have been there to demonstrate their opposition and the show of lack of respect that the logo and mascot carries. And we've been planning this for a while. It picked up traction, as people know, with President Obama last year, October, referring to the team in the sense that he would change the name if he was the owner. And it picked up a lot of attention. Of course, as Bill mentioned, the struggle to make the change has been going on for several decades.
But it's a big step there at Levi Stadium, prime territory. This team allowed you to protest. This is a step forward, right?
Yes. The team with the city of Santa Clara itself, I think in their cooperation for the success of this rally to have taken place and the positive reports that are indicating that there is support, you know, for the name change could also be attributed to a keynote speaker that was with us yesterday as well, and that is Assemblyman Luis Alejo, representative out of Salinas, who had introduced legislation or a resolution in the legislature in August that passed, and that's ACR 168 that calls on the National Football League team Washington to change the name, that it's a slur and carries some overtones that are negative, disrespectful for Indian peoples, particularly in California, where there are 700,000, according to the latest report, to make the change. And there was no opposition in the legislature in Sacramento, in Assembly, Senate, in its passage. So that indicates a lot of the political scene, that time for a change. And that resolution also calls on the National Football League teams of California, being 49ers and the Oakland Raiders, to encourage the National Football League team, Washington team, to also make the change. So we feel that this cooperation that we got from the 49ers in this particular setting in Santa Clara yesterday, along with the city in terms of the staging site where we were just across the street from the stadium, the 49er management had provided the Bay Area Coalition Against Racism in Sports with 100 free parking spaces, and these parking spaces there,
prime spaces,
prime in the sense, $40,000 or $40 the space, so that translates to 4,000 in that term of value. But we had four people or five in each of the cars to have it successful, and how that translated at the staging rally. We had well over 500 people there, very impressive in the support that we also received from the people that were coming to the game. A lot of 49er people do support the change.
That's the voice of Tony Gonzalez of the American Indian Movement West. We're also in the studio with Bill Means. Now, we're not crazy about banding about the racist name, but Bill, I want to ask you to talk a little bit about the etymology. You know, what do these words that this name, what does this name say about the history of the treatment of indigenous people? How does one come to call, why would a team call itself the Redskins? Talk about the words, what they mean in history.
You know, it's very interesting that we have to explain this etymology and history, because most of the time Indian people have been edited out of existence in the public school systems of the United States. For example, the word itself refers to back in history when they used to have a bounty on our people. And because they would bring these bloody carcasses in to receive their bounty, the wagons got too full and too heavy. So then it changed into you just have to bring a scalp. And, of course, with these bodies and the scalps came all this blood, literally dripping off. And so this is the history behind how the word was coined in the first place, was off the remains of our ancestors who were answering to a bounty for being an Indian. And so this is a type of history to us as Indian people. Now, someone in the corporate world who may have been denied this history by the public school system, we'll give them a little break there, but it's high time that they learn the history of American Indian people, because then also they came up with various myths. We have a brochure that maybe we'll leave here so that we can educate the staff as well. But it gives a history of various myths given by, they said, an Indian man named the team, historically speaking. And then they found out, well, he wasn't really Indian after all. And so then they actually, Dan Snyder, for example, he buses in. They didn't do it at this particular place, but in Minneapolis and in Phoenix, Arizona, they bust in Indian people to hold up signs saying, "We support the mascot," and to show that there was opposition to our opposition. But, of course, we just answered that by saying we've all had scouts who rode with the cavalry. And so if those people choose to associate with Dan Snyder, they'll pay the consequences when they get back home. And indeed, these politicians he's parading around, they'll pay the price at the ballot box. So some of the etymology has been very disgraceful, as well as the word itself. And then to try to change the meaning of the word when in the dictionary itself, it says it's demeaning, degrading, disparaging to Indian people. So when you have this type of evidence of history, you have it defined well by the Dictionary of American English as well. So you have all these, which was kind of nice being in the area. We had one young student from Stanford University. As you know, this issue has been around here in California for many years, and some students back in the 90s actually got the names changed of the Stanford Indians.
Yes.
And so, like, for example, in Minnesota, we've got, we had over 100 schools that changed their mascots. So this whole idea has been around for a long time. So it's not just something we brought up, and it's actually now being passed on. We're the elders in this movement now. When we started, we were the young college students raving against Stanford and Dartmouth and the Chief Olenewick of Illinois and these types of images. So, yes.
I mean, and it's amazing because I guess the point I'm very interested in having you make and allowing you to explain to us is these names, this name, for instance, celebrates a genocide. It directly is a celebration of a policy that was meant to slaughter and remove an entire peoples from their land. It's nothing short of that, is it?
No, not at all. That's why I always bring up these historical atrocities. I think it's the same type of state of mind where you can do anything you want to Indian people and never be held accountable.
Right. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. That's the voice of Bill Means. Also in the studio is Tony Gonzalez. And there's so many things going on. Before we leave this subject, though, clearly, for instance, if the 49ers decided that they would not play football with people who arrived on the scene with these kind of racist names that harken back to massacres and genocides, if they made that decision, if they stepped further from the generous offer of parking space to say, no, we don't allow you in, well, that would be the next big step, wouldn't it?
Well, I think Tony can answer that the best because they led an effort here at Giant Stadium recently. So, Tony, why don't you expand on that?
Well, the implications are